being open to the experience and being open to meeting people and just letting go of when you think everything is going to happen, because at the end of the day, life has a bigger plan, but you need to just keep taking action and know that your actions are going to coincide with the opportunities. They're preparing you for the opportunities.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to have my friend Lisa Hilton on the show. Lisa, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Suja. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. So everybody, Lisa is the founder of lisahilton.com, and which is a real estate investment company that provides opportunities for entrepreneurs and business owners to invest in tax-efficient real estate investments. Lisa is also the host of the Level Up REI podcast, which airs every Tuesday and the first Thursday of each month. Lisa Hilton is a CPA with approximately 10 years of audit experience from PwC and 4.5 years as a controller on private equity real estate funds at a Los Angeles investment firm, Ares Management. Her current mission is to provide podcast episodes and investment opportunities for entrepreneurs and business owners to level up their businesses and real estate investing to build long-term wealth and financial freedom. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for being here. I would love for you to start us off by taking us back in time and telling us a little bit about how you got, what drew you into this space.
Yeah, totally. So what drew me into this space is I grew up in a real estate family. My father was a contractor. He built 14 apartment units, and I'm originally from the Cayman Islands. So I grew up around real estate, landlording, property management, self-property management, because my parents were traditional, original mom and pop property owners doing everything themselves. And, you know, going through that experience, I was like, you know, on top of that, my parents sort of also definitely encouraged going to school and getting a good education. So going to college and doing the full nine yards. So that's what I focused on, was like, you know, going to school, getting a good education and getting a job. I'm not really on real estate investing. My father got sick when I was like in high school, early junior high, somewhere around there. And he died a few years later when I was sophomore or junior in college. So, you know, in my those years, we didn't really talk about real estate investing per se, because there were other heavier topics at hand. And then I then bought my first place about a year after I finished college and started working in Cayman. It was a 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhouse. Loved it. I bought it because I loved it. I didn't quite understand the importance of running numbers until after I bought it. And it broke even the first year and lost money every single year for 5 to 6 years. During that time, I went from being a landlord in Cayman, living in Cayman with it, to being an out-of-country landlord living in Boston and then later Los Angeles. And what broke the camel's back is because I got a bill in the email for like over $1,000 on a property that I was floating because I wasn't making any money. And I said, you know what, this AC bill and this property has got to go. So I paid the bill and then put the property up for sale. And a few months later, it was sold. And I said, you know what? No more real estate, no more. And at that time, about a year or so later, I like to say the universe has a sense of humor, because a year or so later is when I left PwC after working there for 10 years. three different cities, but left there to go work for an investment manager here in Los Angeles as a controller on private equity real estate funds. And yeah, 6 months in, a friend of mine told me when I started the job, she was like, it'll take you 6 months to figure out what you're doing and then 6 months to determine whether you like it or not. And she was right. She was right. So 6 months in, I started to figure out what I was doing. And then in that last 6 months, I realized, okay, I can do this, but I'm not going to be here for the rest of my life. So I'm going to need to start figuring out what my next chapter is going to be. And that's, you know, in a nutshell, that's sort of what brought me up to this point. A few other things, but I'll pause there.
Sure, totally. We can get into this. Yeah, totally. Well, that's all very interesting. I love that you were turned off of real estate after your first experience. And so, you know, I know you've lived in a lot of different places and that's kind of informed, helped shape you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Totally. Wow. The journey of where, you know, getting to Los Angeles, if someone told me almost 10 years ago when I was leaving Cayman that I would be living in Los Angeles, I would have told them, what? Are you kidding me? No way. It was nowhere on my, you know, radar. But what I will say is willing to embrace change. These experiences of living in unfamiliar places have, number one, has helped me to be comfortable in my discomfort. Because when you go to somewhere new, you're going to be uncomfortable because you don't know the place and you have to get to know people. And that in and of itself brings a level of discomfort. I think the second thing that I've learned from this journey is, you know, the importance of willing to go with the next chapter. So I knew, like, I can always feel when the waves of change are coming because, like, intuitively, I start thinking about the next chapter. And I think for many of us, we probably experience that. But if you've read the book called The Alchemist, many times people seek to push down the calls of change. And I felt that when I was living in Boston, you know, one of the HR managers, she was so instrumental in my growth. She said to me, I was probably 2 years in going into my third year. And she was like, where does your allegiance lie? Does it lie in this city, Boston, that you live in, or the industry that you work in? And it took me a few months to figure out, you know, how to answer that question. But I'm so glad she asked me, because she asked me that question. I was able to tap in that there were changes coming and that I needed to be open to a new chapter. And where I wanted to go was San Francisco, but life, the opportunities, the doors of opportunities were open here in LA. And I had to say, you know what? Okay, I'm going to go and give LA a try, even though it's scary because it's so big. And there was like Cayman, come on, Cayman is tiny in comparison to like Los Angeles. But getting out here and being open to the experience has just sort of unveiled so many different things. And I think the last thing I'll say on this is, you know, how beautiful the community and people are in your experience. So everything that has come into my life is because of me being open to different experiences and actually, you know, giving it a try. Coming to LA, I danced a lot of salsa, and I remember going to a salsa place and then meeting a girl who invited me to come to dance Argentine tango. And I, you know, it took me a few months to get there, but I finally showed up and I loved it. And that community then gave me exposure to a bunch of other people that I would not have been exposed to. The same thing for real estate syndications. A friend of mine in Boston encouraged me to do this program called Landmark. It was a personal development program, and she had been encouraging me to do it for the past like 6-7 years at that point. And I finally researched it when I was here in LA, and it was like two buildings down from where I worked, which in LA is like a big deal because we are a traffic-laden place. And if something is super close, then it's just like awesome. And I went there, and you know, that's how I met Monique Hom, which is who then introduced me to real estate syndications. And, you know, it's like just being open to the experience and being open to meeting people and just letting go of when you think everything is going to happen, because at the end of the day, life has a bigger plan, but you need to just keep taking action and know that your actions are going to coincide with the opportunities. They're preparing you for the opportunities.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I liked in the beginning when you were talking about the waves of change and how sometimes I think in The Alchemist, they talk about how people don't listen to those kind of cues. That is that right? I forgot what the book says, although I read it a long time ago. Lisa, does The Alchemist say that people quiet the...
Yes, that is right.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, that is totally right. It does talk about that. It talks about how, you know, I think in The Alchemist, it talks about this message that like people are constantly being prodded towards their dreams and like towards that next chapter. They're like knocking on their door kind of thing and sort of saying, hey, answer, are you home to do this? And many times we get scared. We let fear stop us from, you know, taking the chance on our next chapter. And I'm very familiar with that, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, that rings true for me. I think with my time in corporate, while I gained a lot of really important skills, I was never really thriving in that space, like emotionally, mm-hmm. I didn't feel good. And yet I didn't really know enough about what my other options were. You know, I mean, I knew that I could advance in my field and I knew that there were some other things that I was interested in. But in order, I think, to really say yes to those kind of niggles, like sort of being like, this isn't feeling right. Yeah. Like you have to really commit to expansion and figuring out, you know, okay, well, how do I resolve this for myself? How do I be open to what's next? And you know, and I was so focused on just living my best life in Portland, which was really wonderful and a lot of fun, but it also didn't give me time to really explore entrepreneurship. And anyway, so I just like how you're saying that, like sometimes we quiet those things and really it's important to listen to those winds of change and help the universe help you. So,
yeah, so beautiful. So beautiful. And, you know, as you said that, you know, what it made me think about is like, even in my own journey of podcasting and, you know, like definitely for podcasting, everything from just, you know, inviting guests and audio and video and all this stuff, like this all came from curiosity of doing a course in the fall of 2019 that gave me exposure to podcasting and video and blogs and affiliates and all this stuff. I had no idea. It's when I did that little weekend course, I said, oh my goodness, I might be good at this. I might like doing this. And that's like how it started. And then to just go from there. So yeah, like 100%.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to hear about how, you know, you were at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Yes. And you were controlling funds. So you were working in the institutional right. space in private equity and, or I guess the institutional equity investing
yep,
space.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. So is that what got, I mean, how did you circle back to doing more real estate?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, about a year after I started at Aries, well, that, yeah, 6 months to figure out what I was doing and then 6 months to figure out whether I liked it or not. In that last 6 months, I was like, oh, wow, there are people making money investing in real estate. You just need to know what you're doing. And that's when I started researching and listening to podcasts. I would listen to like Bigger Pockets and all these things. And I was just listening to podcasts. And one day I went to lunch with two of the other guys that I worked with that were on another team. They were on the REIT team. And it just so happened that we just started talking about investing. And I found out that they were all we were all listening to Bigger Pockets at work while we're working. And we're like, oh my goodness, we had no idea that we all were thinking about doing this. And that's how it started. And one of them told me about, like, you know, these meetups that would go on here in Los Angeles. And I started going to the meetups. And at first I was like, oh, you know what? I want to buy a duplex. And I remember seeing a duplex near to where I work in Culver City. And it was like $1.3 million and like $200,000+ is the down payment. And I was like, oh man, like this is just going to be out of my league. And then on top of that, when you buy it, you need to have money to fix it up because it needed work. And I was like, wow, this is like, so then I went from that to saying, okay, I'm going to look for out of state. So I started looking at out of state turnkeys, Alabama, Detroit, all these different places. But my early experience in Cayman with the 2.5 bath that I owned gave, like, really centered me, because I was like, I need to make sure that these numbers work. And I was just like, I would ask a lot of questions and I just felt like I just couldn't get, it was like, this is not the path. I just didn't know, but it just didn't feel like the path. And then I want to say a year after that is when I did the Landmark program. And then I met Monique. And about when I met her, I didn't know she was into syndication. It was like 6 months later, while we're still in this program, it just so happened that we're in the same group. I was a team leader for a call. It just so happened that she picked my call time. Like, it was just so many, like, coincidence. And then in the end, I remember one of the other ladies said, hey, you know, we should all exchange business cards. So we did. And then I saw her business card was, she was a real estate investor. And I was like, I'm interested in investing in real estate. Like, what do you do? And she was like, yeah, like, let's connect and talk. And it was another, just like the tango, it took about 2 or 3 months for me to get myself together. As a matter of fact, it took 2 or 3 months. I was taking a staycation because I'm working and it, you know, the job is super busy, extremely demanding. And I was taking a staycation and I was cleaning out my bag and I ran across her card. And I said, wow, I was supposed to call her. And I finally called and I said, hey, I want to understand, what do you do? Like, how does your business work? And that's when she told me what she did. And I said, wow, I had no idea that people did this. Like, I just thought it was these big companies like the one I work for that does this stuff. And she was like, no. And that's when I started learning about this whole entire world. It forever changed my outlook.
I love that so much, Lisa, just because, you know, I also come from the institutional equity space. And, you know, as much as I valued my coworkers, it didn't really appear to me that people were investing in real estate on the side. Like, yeah. I couldn't, it was like, we were doing this for the financial institutions, but at least as far as I could tell was really doing it. I mean, sounds like your coworkers were listening to Bigger Pockets, which is awesome. Anyway, so moving from the institutional space to the private placement space where we are now, it's just been, it was a total mind shift. And, you know, yes, in my mind, even back then, I just thought, okay, well, flipping houses and, you know, somehow you work your way up, but I really didn't know how. And it turns out it's through real estate syndication. So I feel a similar kind of mind opening type of thing that you had with Monique. So
yeah, totally. And, you know, one thing I'll add on to that, you know, is for people listening, is limiting beliefs and fears don't go away. And even after, like, I got exposure and I started investing and then getting to the place of building this business, you know, you go through a lot of, like, you have to kill those limiting beliefs, like, on a daily basis to say, you know what, I can do this and I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep building relationships and get out there and make it happen. So, you know, for someone who's listening, who's just thinking, man, like, oh, you know, this person has this private equity experience. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, there are people out here who don't have that and who are building businesses and impacting lives and living the life that they want. So I think it's really just sort of buckling down and sort of making, drawing a line in the sand and sort of saying, you know what, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to figure it out. So, yeah.
Very good point. In fact, most people that I talked to in this space did not have institutional background. I mean, you're like one of the only people that I know that does have institutional background. So it's totally possible for people to move up in this world.
Right.
And I'm calling you every day to help crush those limiting beliefs, Lisa, because it is a journey, you know, and you have to kind of believe in yourself every single day, and you have to stay true and try to get in tune with your true north and just keep going, you know, like you said.
100%.
So, yeah. Well, that's so awesome. And how has, did you then start investing passively? Did you start buying apartments? What was your first move?
So my first move was an investment in a multifamily syndication that was in Atlanta. And that was in the summer of 2019. That property has since now gone full cycle. It's sold. The money is on its way back. And then I also invested in, so I invested in a total of 4 deals up until this point. And then one of them also, the second one that I invested in, I also did a fund of fund. So I did a sub syndication for it along with a few other ladies. So I invested myself because I was interested in the deal. And then I also then brought the deal to fellow and friends that I knew that were also interested in investing in that particular area. So that was a 506B offering. So for people that, you know, I knew and had a previous relationship with. And then the other two also apartment. The third one is an apartment building in North Carolina. And then the fourth one is industrial. So yeah, like, and they, between the combination of that and then also saving is what has helped me to then transition from, so earlier this year, I decided to leave my job to focus on building my business for the next, at least for the next 12 months, you know, going full out and sort of showing up fully for my business and doing all the things that I need to be doing, social media, the blogs, the videos, the podcasts, everything, and just thinking of ways in which I can serve my avatar to the highest of my ability. And so, yeah, and that's where I'm at. And I honestly, I love this time. I'm so grateful every morning that I am able to get up and do things that I really want to do. It's game changer. You know, whatever happens in this year, it doesn't matter, because the reality is I'm getting to do things that I really want to do. And I feel like I'm showing up. And, you know, this is something I had mentioned to you. There's two books that have been so instrumental for me is the Who Not How book and the 12-week year. So I actually run a WAM, which is a weekly accountability meeting every Monday with a few other entrepreneurs, which I love because I want to be around other people who are building businesses, who are doing this full time, because you know what? They have more on the line. They are absolutely game to make changes in their life and move forward. They do not have any income coming in. Like, they don't have W-2 job coming in. So they need to show up. And yeah, I just love it because just having that accountability for myself and then being, you know, putting this group together and having other people around, that gives me accountability for myself to continue showing up, you know, for my business and for everything else that's going on as well. So yeah, my hope is that, you know, at the end of each of these 12-week years, I just take a look back and I'm like, wow, look at how much things got done, and just blow yourself away by just being in competition with your own self in terms of the things you could be doing just each day and how you can be using your time much better. And I think for me, that's what has made entrepreneurship life game changing, because of having that kind of support system that I am creating and facilitating and curating around me. So yeah.
That's awesome. And can you just tell us what is that, you know, you left your job to pursue building your business full time. What excites you about what you're doing?
Touching people's lives. I believe that this business has the ability to touch people's lives. And the reason I say that is because the people who introduced me to investing in real estate the way I'm investing now, as well as, you know, maybe if you like turnkey, like whatever, you know, but like being able to build businesses and passive streams of income through real estate or maybe other businesses, to me, enables people, it touches people's lives because it enables people to show up in their full self. There's too many people out there that are just doing things that they don't want to really do. I've worked with so many that are very unhappy, but you know, the golden handcuffs are real and it's hard to cut them off. I know personally. So, you know, for me, I'm excited and passionate about my business because I see it as a way in which I can help people to truly step into what it is that they want to do. Because of my investments and my savings, I have been able to buy myself time. And to me, I think that is one of the most valuable things you can ever do for yourself. Because if you can buy yourself time and use that time to work on things that you really want to do and push things forward, there's no telling what 12 months, 6 months, 2 years might look like because of your ability to take that time to focus on things that you really, really want to do. So yeah, like I worked a lot of hours doing things that were, you know, okay. And now I work a lot of hours doing things that I love. And hey, it's good. And I'm really excited about it. So yeah.
That's so awesome, Lisa. Well, a lot of that really resonates with me, and I'm sure it resonates with the rest of our audience. I can't wait to have you on again soon to talk more about your investing philosophy and what, let's get into some more technical details.
Sure.
But this was a wonderful introduction to you. So much value added. Why don't you take a minute to tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you and anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, totally. So yeah, you can learn more about me by going to my website, which is www.lisahilton.com. And for your listeners, I've actually lisahilton.com/passive income MBA. When they go there, there is an ebook, Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Syndications. So you can go there. That's my free gift to you to check out real estate syndications to the extent that it interests you and you just want to learn more. And then, of course, on the same place on my website, you can learn my podcast is on there, the Level Up REI. So it's a one-stop shop for everything.
Awesome. That's so great. Well, I hope you all check out Lisa's free resources and check out her podcast. She's obviously crushing it. Thank you so much, Lisa. Can't wait to see you next time.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.